Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Prague City Councillors have banned nighttime pub crawls organised by travel agencies because they say that the city wants to target more cultured tourists. So the Czech capital has been, I'm sure many of you know, it's a long time popular destination for a lot of noisy stag and hen parties and those who like a city break and a pub crawl. But the Prague Deputy Mayor Zdeněk Hřib has said that they're now seeking a more cultured, wealthier tourist, those that will come for not just a short time and get drunk. Is it an approach that we should follow suit? Travel journalist Ed Finn from edfinntravels.com is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Ed, you've spent some time in Prague. Just describe the pub and nightclub scene for us.
I started going to Prague, I suppose, way back in 1998, and I used to go there and bring little tours, and you know, it was a gorgeous place to go because, you know, everything is so reasonable there. For example, like if you like opera and culture, you could buy the tickets for about €15. You could be in the best box in the house. It was really lovely. I mean, I remember paying €35, Andrea, for like dinner, bed and breakfast in the Billy Lev Hotel, the White Lion. And what happened, I think, over the last number of years is with the explosion of budget airlines, Andrea, you know, there has been a plethora of sort of, there's a huge increase really in hens and stags. Now, I think it's mainly a UK phenomenon, and it does lend itself, I suppose, to the fact that it's you know, the beer there, you can get a beer in Prague probably for €1.50, you know, so it is very, and people go there and they just tend to get drunk at night. Now, the mayor and the locals, they're not banning parties like bachelorette and bachelor parties, but they're banning organised parties by agencies that actually organise them.
So you would have been one of these agencies, Ed, previously that would have brought people. But as you say, you brought more cultured people, more cultured tourists.
Yeah, I mean, there was no exactly. I mean, when you go back to the history, I suppose, you know, if you go back to the history of hens, and Andre, you know, it kind of stems from, I suppose, a working class tradition where budding brides were paraded on factory floors. If you look up the history of it all, it's very interesting. It's a strange phenomenon. But yeah, we never really had, I never got involved in that because it was messy, you know. And I mean, to be honest with you, it does affect a lot of other people as well. Now, I mean, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. They're kind of banning it. And as I said, you can still organise your own stag and your own bachelorette party, which a lot of Irish people do. Like, a lot of Irish people wouldn't go through, you know, agencies to book a hen or a stag. I mean, they just do it themselves, which is, you know, what I would say you're better off doing. But this is worth about 400 million, apparently, to the UK economy. I mean, in terms of these agencies. They will, look, to be honest with you, I think it's a strange one, and I wouldn't be in favour of it because, to be honest with you, your man Vaclav Starek there, the head of the Czech Association of Hotels and Restaurants, now he actually praised the decision because he said that people that come to Prague just for beer, you know, that it causes problems for local people and other tourists too. I mean, it's part of a kind of a trend, Andre, that you've seen, like recently, Venice now has started to do stuff. Barcelona has started to do stuff from over tourism. So I think it's just because, it's to do with over tourism to a certain extent, right? And I think as well, they have said, as you said, they're the local councils, they are looking to try and curb it and to kind of have a more, I suppose you could say, a wealthier tourist. But it could backfire. But again, I think it'd be very hard to implement this as well, because who's to know? I mean, are they going to have Czech police going around saying, are you part of an agency? Did you organise this yourself? You know, I think it's just going to be very hard. It's a headline-grabbing sort of policy that they've come out with. Now, Prague is famous for its historic architecture and stuff. But, you know, I mean, like a lot of people that go there, hens and stags, they also go on all the tours and they do the culture and they do stuff as well, you know. So, they're not just...
Yeah, I was just thinking back. I was in Prague September 2 years ago. Myself and two friends went over for a weekend. Now, I'd like to think that we fall into the cultured category, Ed. But, like, I have no
Absolutely.
Doubt...
Absolutely.
I have no doubt, you know. Yes, we did some of the touristy stuff. Yes, we went for one or two really, really nice meals. But we were in a couple of pubs, I'm not going to lie, you know, and we were probably there then later than we might have intended to be. But so would that qualify under this? I mean, if we had an extra maybe two or three people, if there's a group of four or five, would that qualify in this rule, I wonder?
No, not at all. It's purely, it's not at all. Unless you, they've stated that it's only for tours, hens and tech, that are organised through agencies. And like now, there's a few of the guys like from the agencies that do these, in that it's their big business in the UK. It's like nobody will be banned from going to a pub. Like Prague stays open all night. I mean, you can go, you can drink there all night. I mean, you know, there's no limit on the hours or anything like that. But it's not for individual group. It only impacts is it states agency organized group tours. So there you go. I mean, Venice has restricted group tours across the board now, Andrea, to 25 people. So, you know, which is, you know, again, because most buses, as you know, like a lot of the companies here that would be big into sending tours to Italy would be 35 to 40 people. So, I mean, you know, it's difficult. I mean, they're going to do two tours now and have two groups split them up. I don't know what the way. Yeah. It's going to be a bit of a logistic nightmare.
Well, maybe if they won't go through an organised one, but sure, maybe you or I could organise a trip for them and that might qualify them.
We could. And they'd really enjoy our one. It'll be quality stuff.
I have absolutely no doubt. Ed Finn from edfinntravels.com. Ed, thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
No problem. Thanks a million, Andrea.
Kat Kiveny is with us. Kat's the owner and manager of the Hen. .ie and the stag.ie. Kat, what do you make of this approach?
Hi, Andrea. How are you? Thanks a million for having me on. God, I don't like it at all. And I'm glad to see that Edge doesn't agree either. I think the major thing like that you were talking about is I really don't think it's going to be effective in what their goal is here, which is to stop people going in groups and drinking in different pubs throughout the night and being maybe a bit loud and a bit leery. I don't think you can just blame, you know, tours for it. I think people are going to do it if they want to do it.
Well, the bit I don't understand is how do you differentiate between a travel agency organised group and a group of me and five or six friends?
Exactly. Like you said, is there going to be a whole lot of guys in like high-vis jackets going around going, sorry, now, where did you actually book this? You know, that's not going to happen. So I don't see how it's going to be effective. I think it is, it's basically telling the wider public and the tourers, the people who are looking to go to Prague, look, if you want to come and you want to do that kind of thing, don't come here.
I suppose, Kat, it's the kind of work that you do where people will say, come to the likes of yourselves, you organise a tailor-made trip or a weekend for them. It's probably the likes of your trips will say that could be affected in this.
Yeah, and like we actually only do group packages within Ireland itself. So we don't actually send anyone to Prague or anywhere like that at the moment. So it won't affect our business, thankfully. But I think, you know, hens and stags do get a bad rap. But like I always say to people, it's tourism. You know, these are people. One of the things that he said is that they want to have people who will spend more money. These people are good people, good money in their back pocket, looking to spend, looking to go and do the touristy things during the day. I don't think it's a good idea to be banning a cohort of people and just labelling them as a certain type, do you know?
A couple of people have got in touch, Kat, since we started this conversation to say they'd love something like this in some of the towns in Ireland and even the likes of Temple Bar.
Yeah, and you know what? It's hard, like when, so we organise packages in like loads of different places all over Ireland. And one of the things is that it's hard to get groups to actually take, or it's hard to get pubs to take groups of people. Mm. So we may only have like three or four pubs in each place that will take groups in general. And we don't organise pub crawls. Because actually it's logistically trying to get 25, 30 people to stand up after a drink and walk out the door and go to the next spot is very difficult. I think it always sounds like better crack than it actually is.
We might have Adam Zabransky, who is a city councillor in Prague, with us on the line today. Adam, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. What about you?
Good. Why did you decide to bring in this ban on nighttime pub crawls in Prague?
Well, because citizens of Prague's central district are complaining and have been complaining for a couple of years that it is just basically unbearable to live around the street in the city centre where there is the most pub crawls happening. And we've been discussing with Prague One District how to tackle this problem with pub crawls. And we don't have any power about over the individual pubs. But what we can do is to ban basically guiding through the night, which is what we did. So now it will be illegal to provide these services, which some Czech companies are providing to the tourists to basically go with them from one pub to another throughout the night.
So it's tours that start at 10 p.m. at night, and they basically, the tourists go on a pub crawl around Prague till 6 in the morning. Is that what happens?
Yeah, they're going throughout the night, and the citizens just cannot sleep. Yeah.
So what's the difference? But sorry, so if I go over on a travel agency organised group with 10 people to Prague, we can do a pub crawl during the evening up until 10 p.m. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, but usually it happens later in the evening.
Yeah, because a lot of the pubs and nightclubs stay open quite late there.
Yeah, yeah, some of them are open until the morning, basically.
Okay. I just wonder logistically, how will you do this? Because how will you be able to differentiate between a group of people that's there on an organised travel tour rather than a group of friends who've just decided to meet up themselves?
Well, that will be up to the police, and I'm sure that sometimes it will not be easy, but usually these pub crawls groups have a Czech guide, and they are marked somehow in order for them to recognize each other. So that will probably be the guidance for the police.
Okay, Adam Zabransky, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Kat Kiveny, so I mean, like, is there any major opposition to this if it's really only targeting groups that are operating from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.?
Yeah. And you know what, Andrea, I actually went to Prague for my friend's 30th birthday, which was 11 years ago now. But we did one of the pub crawls. And I kind of laughed there where he said that it operates until 6 a.m. because we certainly didn't last until 6 a.m. But the one thing about the ones in Prague is they are huge. Like, there was a lot of people, like, you know, over 50 people, definitely going from pub to pub. Now, it was absolutely mighty crack and we really enjoyed it. But I can imagine that if you were a resident in one of these side streets, and it mainly was side streets that you were going to, it was off the beaten track pub, it would be very difficult. And if there was, you know, 50 people very loud at 4 a.m. walking past your house, you would get sick of it after a while. And I suppose that's something that we don't have to worry about here in Ireland, because, you know, the late license doesn't last that long. So I don't think it's something that we should be, I suppose these kind of pub crawls don't happen in Ireland, so it's not really something that is relevant to us.
Broadcaster Stephanie Preisner is with us as well, Kat, on the line. Are pub crawls, are they really an issue here, Stephanie? Have we got Stephanie? I don't know what's, is Stephanie there? No, we'll try and get you can hear me okay, Stephanie, you can.
Yeah.
How are you? Apologies about that. Are pub crawls
asking me if they're a problem in Ireland or?
Yeah. Do we have an issue with them?
Well, I think that we have an issue. I'm not sure that we have an issue with pub crawls in Ireland. I certainly know that around college places, there's often a pub crawl in Ragweek, and then we also have the 12 pubs of Christmas, which is a sort of a themed pub crawl, which can get really messy. And I know in my town, like, a lot of pubs would close and that little bit earlier to avoid the messiness of being like one of the last pubs that somebody goes into. But I do feel for the people of Prague in this situation. Like, if you were living in that district, there's nothing worse than like night after night groups of people who are absolutely socious going around and using your home, your city as a playground. So I can understand why they're bringing in the ban, and I would welcome it. I'm not sure that we need it here, because I don't think we have the same culture of like guided tours. And I don't think our stags and hens are, they don't tend to be kind of pub crawly events. People kind of tend to stay in the same same place.
But I do think if you live in the, you know, the middle of a sort of a bustling city centre that's known for having a great nightlife, the likes of they have in Prague, like, so it's probably an element of that that comes with it if you want to live in one of the busiest streets.
I don't think they're saying that there's an issue with people drinking. It's the pub crawl. It's the leery groups of people travelling from one pub to another, intersecting with people who are like just trying to go and get, you know, something from the late night supermarket. You know, I think if people are in a pub and they're staying there and they're drunk there and then they spill out onto the road, they get a taxi home and they walk home, that's different.
It's a very different situation. Thoroughfare
of drunken people upsetting the peace and being antisocial.
Texter here says, I've actually been in one of those pub crawls that you're talking about in Prague, and I can understand why they want to get rid of them. It was essentially a group of about 60 people, all absolutely hammered. It was so messy. And on top of that, they were hounded by drug dealers and pimps coming up to the group. Well, we definitely didn't experience any of that now when we were there. Comedian Catherine Lynch is with us on the line. Because, Catherine, you live in the Temple Bar area, synonymous, well-known with hens and stag parties. What's your thoughts on calls today for banning
pub crawls? Well, I've just gone on Ryanair there and I'm off to Prague now as soon as possible. But my take on it was, I was there in Temple Bar during COVID and there was absolutely nothing going on. And I was only dying to see a bridesmaid or a bride-to-be sash around some girl vomiting into a bin and going, oh, we're back, we're alive, Temple Bar is here again. But look, it comes with an awful lot of jobs, the pub crawl. It comes with the actor who has an ixer to go around and bring the people around. You know, there's in Dublin, there's the singing pub crawls, there's the, you know, there's all sorts of I live in Temple Bar and underneath my window you can hear guys singing a song for the tourists, and Stephanie's right there, there's never you know, about 60 people or anything like that, so it doesn't affect us. It actually makes Temple Bar, and we normally the pub crawl, like the silent disco goes by me and they've all had a few drinks with them and they're still on the silent disco and it's hilarious.
Is your head not demented listening to this?
No, it's not demented, because I chose to live in Temple Bar, therefore, and I've lived in that kind of little triangle. Parliament Street I lived in before, I lived in Temple Bar, in Spranger's Yard, I live, you know, in the old town Temple Bar now on Cow Lane, which is quite quiet, to be honest. And it's very quiet, actually. Cow Lane is pedestrianised, so I might as well live in Connemara at night time. So it doesn't affect me. But if you choose, I really wish there was more young people in the city centre, though, that could afford their rent and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's very,
you know,
true.
You have also, you know, if people could afford their rents and just enjoy all this crazy young stuff. I'm one of the last of the bohemians still hanging in there laughing. But also, you have all the pubs they go to, and you have the bar people, you have the balladeer, you have the music, the musicians. So it's a big animal. And to lose it in Ireland would be a disaster. Yeah. I'm also from Leitrim, so we have it in Carrick and Shannon. Well, so
the
Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah, you know well what the stag and hen do is like. Former Kilkenny camogie player Tracy Millay is on the line too. Like, Kilkenny, similar to Carrick, as Catherine mentioned, Tracy, is synonymous with hens and stags. Is it a problem there?
No, Andrea, how are you?
Good.
Nice to chat to you again. I think we were blessed 30 years ago when the hospitality got together looking for ideas to boost the economy in Kilkenny, because we obviously needed more people on our streets and in our pubs and restaurants. And we were probably the first to say no. We embraced the hen and stag party groups coming to Kilkenny. And I think I mentioned to you before, like on the Friday evening, the train pulls into McDonough railway station and all we see is the Stetsons and Feathers coming down John Street, and you know, it's great to see. But I think, in fairness, look, Kilkenny has got bigger, I suppose, in recent years as well. So, you know, we have a catalogue of different activities that it's not just for the, you know, it's the bottomless brunch is really taking off. The hens that I see now, you know, they're heading off I see the stilettos around 12 o'clock in the day. You know, they're going out earlier and they're going home earlier. So it's not like we have, you know, like, we are really embracing it. We really enjoy the hens and stags, and you know, sports are turned into it as well. Stag parties come to Kilkenny because there could be matches on of a Sunday that all the lads want to go and see. So it's not all negative. It's very positive. We're very thankful for the hens and
And I'm yet to meet a publican or a restaurant owner or a hotelier who'll give out about hosting Stens and Hags. Because Stens and Hags. Stags and Hens, I should say, because of the financial boost that they too get during the winter. Thanks a million for joining us. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.